You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Crews are working to clean up an oil spill that happened on the Wind River Reservation last week. About 34 barrels or 1,400 gallons of fluid leaked on the Steamboat Butte oil field near Ethity. A mix of oil and water leaked about 2 hours before the line was patched. So far, waterways haven't been affected. Steamboat Butte oil field is operated by a private contractor called MI3 Petroleum Engineering and is overseen by the Wind River Energy Commission. This is a newly formed agency that began overseeing the field this year in the interest of the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes. April is Animal Cruelty Prevention Month, and some of the reasons pets suffer don't necessarily look like what many imagine. Eric Tegedoff has more.
Nadia Novick with the Idaho Humane Society says people are quick to judge some pet owners. However, she says they may not have stopped to think about why that person isn't able to care for their pet in the way they would like to.
People love their pets. And people want to take care of their pets, but they don't have the resources to do so, especially people in poverty, people in marginalized communities. It makes it really difficult.
Novick says her organization operates a charity-based medical center to help people who are unable to afford the costs of veterinary care.
That was Eric Tegedoff reporting. The University of Wyoming and the Wind River Visitors Council will host the first ever Intertribal Tourism Summit on the Wind River Reservation this week. The idea is to bring like-minded people together to talk about the opportunities and challenges involving tourism on the reservation. UW's Daniel McCoy is helping put together the event. He says he's excited to share stories and culture and knowledge and for potential collaborations.
There was such strong interest from the regional tourism economy and tourism representatives. There's going to be a lot of those individuals who are going to be there representing and talking about potential collaborations with the tribes.
The keynote speaker will be the vice president of the Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada. McCoy says he hopes this summit can be a roadmap for how the university can engage with tribes in the future. The Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone Business Councils are also partners in the event. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.